And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, so let me bring something to your attention. Now, the first two segments, we're talking about how the Democrats, or in this case, the Democrats, they believe doing anything and everything is completely fine against President Trump. Why? Because they see President Trump as a Hitler figure. Because they've been told that. Why do you think they constantly say that President Trump, he's supporting white supremacy or white nationalists or these anti-hate groups, associating MAGA Republicans with white supremacy? And I have my MAGA hat. I have it right behind me right there, my MAGA hat. And they don't like it. But they keep using the same tactics that Hitler used to use against us. Look at this right here. Here's a great example of Hitler from back in the day. And look how he's acting.
Dass ich gearbeitet habe, dass ich mich in diesen Jahren für dich eingesetzt habe, dass ich anständig meine Zeit verwendet habe.
Do you see the similarities? But then they turn around and say President Trump is acting like this. Remember, you see Hitler in his State of the Union. What was he doing? He's screaming. What did Joe Biden do in his State of the Union? He was screaming. Constantly screaming. President Trump, he goes behind the podium. He doesn't scream at everybody. He just talks to people. When President Trump was going, when he was doing his State of the Union, he wasn't screaming at people, because that's the first thing that the Democrats would say. Oh my goodness, he's screaming at us like he's Hitler. He's screaming at us like he's Hitler. Well, here's another example of the reason why they're starting to panic of President Trump. And now they're all trying to say President Trump is broke. He's broke. President Trump is not getting the donations. Or is he? Look at this. Look at this. Here it is, talking about the donors that President Trump is receiving, the donations President Trump is receiving versus the donations Joe Biden is supposedly receiving from 2020 up until now, even.
Small donors, and these are people who give $200 or less. The Biden campaign is significantly lagging the Trump campaign in this one category. And that is very different than what happened in 2020 in the cycle, where, and this is the full cycle for 2020, where the Biden campaign substantially outraised Trump among small donors. So there is a shift here, and it may reflect the enormous passion of Trump's base and some of the issues Biden may be having with his small donors.
Some of the issues that he may be having with his small donors, the issue is that he has with the entire country. It has nothing to do with small donors. It's what he's doing to the entire country that has everybody upset in a frenzy state.
And, well, do you think this could be because that's why they're doing these videos begging for donations?
They're trying
to. I saw Carmella do them.
That's exactly what it is.
I saw Obama do them. I saw Biden do them.
That's exactly the reason why they're doing it, because they're saying, look, President Trump is getting all of these donations, because there's a video with Trump Jr. asking for donations. Then, and there's a video with President Trump asking for donations, you know, because he's saying any amount helps. And it really does. Any amount helps. But they see that more people are donating to President Trump because they want the America that we had under President Trump. I know that I do. I know that you do. There's not a single person to come on here and say, yo, Will, you got it all wrong. I love the way the economy is now. I love Bidenomics. I love the Bidenflation. There's not a single person in their right mind would say such a thing. Not a single one. Okay, let me change it up here. Now that we have a new co-chair of the RNC, the old one, and I called it out, Rona McDaniel, she ran over to MSDNC, ran over there to the network, became a contributor. And I called it out. As soon as I found out that they were removing her, I said, watch, she's going to end up on one of these liberal media outlets as a contributor. And sure enough, split screening, sure enough, she did. But they're not happy about it, which I'm pretty sure all of you are aware of. But I want to talk about the story anyways. They're not happy because she's there, and she's a total rhino. She's a total rhino, but she's saying things that they don't like. Now, there's two things to this. Either they're trying to convince all of us that we should tune in to MSDNC just to hear what she has to say because she's a true Republican, because she talked about the 2020 election, not in the light that they like. That's why they're upset with her for that reason. Nothing else. They were okay with her bringing the money to the networks, having the debates. No issues there. But now she's on there saying she says something about the 2020 election and she won't agree with them on that. But I think there's something else behind this. I believe they're acting like they're upset with her being there only to get us to go watch, like she's on our side. Let me remind y'all this. Michael Steele, he used to be the chairman of the RNC as well, and he's with MSDNC. You see the pattern? But why?
You've been convicted, then that should stay.
So then, but to the question, though, do you disagree with Trump saying he's going to free those who've been charged?
I do not think people who committed violent acts on January 6th should be freed.
So you disagree with that? He's been saying that for months. Rana, why not speak out earlier? Why just speak out about that now?
When you're the RNC chair, you kind of take one for the whole team, right? Now I get to be a little bit more myself, right? This is what I believe.
This is what she believes. Now she get to be more herself. How come you couldn't be yourself when you were the chairman of the RNC? Do you think lower Trump is going to change who she is now that she's the co-chairwoman? Do you think that she's going to change? I don't think so. I think she's going to be who she is. And this is what has the rhinocrats upset. This also has the democrats upset. As long as she was in the RNC, they had no issues with Rona. Why? Because she was stabbing President Trump in the back. They had no issues with it. She was taking the money that you were donating and running right over to the liberal media outlets. That's going to come to an end. It should. It should have never happened in the first place. We've been losing seats left and right when Rona was in office. Or not office, when she was the co-chairwoman. Losing seats. That needs to change. Now, here, listen to Chuck Todd. Chuck Todd, and this is what makes me think that this is a whole setup. They're trying to make it look like that they're fighting against her when in actuality, they like her. They had no issues with her bringing the money to them. Watch this.
Dive right in. What were your takeaways?
Look, let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for her. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? Once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So what about here? I will say this. I think your interview did a good job of exposing, I think, many of the contradictions. And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So it is, that's where you begin here. And so when NBC made the decision to give her NBC News's credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News?
At what point did NBC News have any credibility?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well,
I
didn't pay attention to that earlier. At what point did they have any credibility?
Yeah,
they lied about everything. Yeah. They lied about the whole
Russia, Russia, Russia.
They lied all about that. They even lied about the vaccine.
China. Crooked Joe Biden.
You know, they lied about Joe Biden. They lied about Hunter Biden. They lied about every single thing. So where does the credibility come into play?
Yeah, talking about gaslighting and character assassination. That's what they've done for many years. She's no different. That's why she fits in there so well, Chuck Todd.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she's one of you.
She's actually one of them. And again, maybe because the money is no longer coming to their network from Republicans. Did y'all know y'all were funding them? Because every time Rona would run over to the liberal media outlet to get them, that was money that Americans, Republicans, were putting into the RNC, and then that money was just going directly over to the left. It wasn't even helping out Republicans running for political office. It was going right directly to the left. Now that that's being cut off, they're upset. They wanted her to stay in her position. And now she's there. She's just like another Michael Steele. Y'all know who I'm talking about? Michael Steele. He used to be the chairman of the RNC. Same thing. Same thing. Listen to some more of this. They're upset because they're not getting what they want. And they kind of sound like little tyrant children. Listen to this.
And when we make deals like this, and I've been at this company a long time, you're doing it for access. Access to audience. Sometimes it's access to an individual. Mm-hmm. And we can have a journalistic ethics debate about that. And I'm willing to have that debate. And if you told me we were hiring her as a technical advisor to the Republican convention, I think that would be certainly defensible. If you told me we're talking to her, but let's see how she does in some interviews and maybe vet her with actual journalists inside the network, see if it's a two-way, what she can bring the network. So I do think, unfortunately, this interview is always going to be looked through the prism of who is she speaking for, right? I think.
So does it mean that you can't have different opinion going on MSDNC? You have to have a one-track mind in order to be on there? Is that what he's saying? Is that what he's alluding to? That's what I'm hearing. That we needed to vet her to make sure that she's going to comply with all the lies that we've been pushing out there, because if she doesn't, then we're going to have a problem. There's a reason why she's no longer the chairwoman of the RNC. There's a reason why. Ramaswamy called her out on it. And ever since Ramaswamy called her out on it, her career path in the RNC went down the drain. Rightfully so. You can get him off the screen. Rightfully so. She shouldn't have been there. Ever since she was there, it's been like, what in the world is happening? And I'll be honest with you, I didn't even care about the RNC, because it was like something's not right. And I didn't even know what it was until Ramaswamy put his finger on it. National television on a liberal media network where they had the debate. I'm just being straight up with you. Okay, it's the RNC. I stayed away from them. Didn't even pay attention to them. Didn't even donate to them. Now I'm interested because Laura Trump is there. And I'm interested even more so because the Democrats hate the fact that Laura Trump is there. They can't stand it. President Trump, he doesn't need to create a new party. All he needs to do is fix the one that we already have. We can rename it from the GOP to MAGA. No issues there. And there's nothing wrong with being MAGA. It only simply means that you want to make America great again. Why is that a problem? I've been asking these tyrants on the left that's running for political office. I say this, in order for me to support you, can you let me know if you want America to be great or not? They never answer that question. Because if they say they want America to be great, then they're associating themselves with President Trump. They don't want America to be great. I encourage everybody, when you go onto these social media platforms and you see someone political running for office, ask them that question. Do you want America to be great or not? Because I want to know. We all want to know. Why should we support you if you don't want America to be great? Isn't that the nation that we live in? Why would we not want our country to be great? Make that make sense. I constantly bring it up and I constantly ask them, but they shy away from the question. They do it every time. All right, everybody, that is it for me. I will see you tomorrow, same time. God bless you, everybody. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98, or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.